we are pushing for. And in fact, even for those that have succeeded and those that will succeed, it is people who take steps every day. We are moving one step after the other every day. And this is what has taken us here. And people now are saying, but how is that possible? And that is why they call others Satanists. They don't see the many steps being done daily. They look at, now he's rich. Why is he driving Range Rovers and whatnot? He must be a Satanist. He must be a ritualist. So this is the mindset that you need to change, that you can do one step at a time and achieve exceptional things. I hope I've answered clearly.
Well, I hope people have gotten that one. But I'd like to say thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. And all the best as you continue with the walk.
Thank you so much. And I shouldn't get this. On Sunday, we are arriving in Lusaka. By the way, you did not introduce me to the good lady that you actually with outside. I'm just getting a very nice voice, and I didn't get the name.
Hope the Duchess.
Oh, no, Chimweka. How did you tell me that you're with Hope? Okay, so on Sunday, we are in Lusaka. I'm so looking forward if there could be a chance to be with you and Hope as we march from Novera Mall to Cosmopolitan Mall at 12 hours on Sunday.
Hope, are you ready?
Yeah. I'll find some walking shoes.
Challenge accepted. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Hope, and thank you, Smeka.
All right,
that's the radio entrepreneur, Mr. Dumisani Nkube, who is on a walk. He says he's currently in Chibombo area, and will be in Lusaka soon.
So, Zanet, we're walking from where to where?
Novare to, I can't remember, and we'll find out the destination.
At what time?
12 hours, we need to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the time. You carry the time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a very convincing yeah, but it's good to know you're okay with the time. Speaking of time, it's time for the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup 2025 final is finally here. Zesco United will battle Red Arrows in the Absa Cup final at Levy Wanawasa Stadium on Saturday, 10th May 2025 at 15 hours. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, and East Wing 70 Kwacha, 20 Kwacha for North and South Wings. Don't miss out on this thrilling experience with a special appearance by His Excellency, Mr. Hagainde Hichilema.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia urges the U.S. to reconsider Zambia aid cut. Academician Professor Owen Sichone calls for shift from liberalized to mixed economy. World's political and religious leaders congratulate new Pope Leo XIV. To present the news, I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia, PSZ, is urging the United States government to reconsider its decision to cut $50 million in annual aid to Zambia, as the reduction, which targets the supply of medicines and medical commodities, could lead to increased mortality rates across the country. The aid cut follows concerns raised by the U.S. government regarding the widespread theft of donor-funded medical supplies and the Zambian government's failure to implement decisive corrective measures. In an interview with Phoenix News, the PSZ president, Kigen Mwape, has emphasized that the withdrawal of support will severely impact Zambia's already strained health care system. He has since called on government to urgently engage with U.S. authorities and work toward restoring trust and continued cooperation.
Those people without money, it means that we are going to have a lot of deaths because there will be disease progression and people are going to die. We are calling upon the U.S. government to consider this on humanitarian grounds. It's a common Zambian that we are crying for. Please let them reconsider, meaning that we are going to work together. We are committing us ourselves as the society to work closely with the U.S. government and the Zambian government to make sure that we tackle, we put security measures in place and ensure that we put controls in place to make sure that these drugs are not stolen, because they are meant to cure in street, of course.
And the Association of Citizen-Owned Pharmaceutical Chairman, Galen Sichilema, has stressed the need for governments to step in and prioritize the financing of essential medicines, particularly those for malaria, tuberculosis and HIV, to prevent shortages.
In a nutshell, in terms of commodity availability, that's a non-issue. It's just a financing issue, and the government can always find or reallocate resources or indeed borrow if we must borrow and buy these drugs. That we can do. The human resource is a tricky part that government must quickly move in. It's not out of reach of government, because government can always re-employ these people within those stations where they are left to continue running the facilities the way they have, so the service delivery is not interrupted.
Meanwhile, the Treatment Advocacy and Literacy Campaign TALC Acting National Director, Clever Chilende, says the aid cut threatens to undo the progress Zambia has made in healthcare delivery, especially efforts aimed at achieving universal health coverage.
Cutting $50 million US from the HIV, TB and malaria program at this time when we have disruptions in the global health ecosystem is something we should least expect. We have always appreciated the U.S. generosity in the fight against HIV, TB and malaria in Zambia. And together we have made a lot of progress in moving towards epidemic control. This announcement, if not handled properly by the Zambian government and the Minister of Health in particular, has the potential to reverse the achievements made so far.
But Health Minister Elijah Muchema has reaffirmed government's commitment to addressing the systematic theft of medicines, which has led to the cutting of $50 million in aid to the health sector by the U.S. government.
The theft of medicines jeopardizes public health, depriving patients of essential treatments and undermining confidence in Zambia's healthcare systems. This persistent challenge reflects a deep-rooted problem that took hold long time before the current administration assumed office in August 2021. To address this, the government of Zambia has implemented robust remedial measures to protect medicines, ensuring that they reach the patients who need them most.
Health Minister Elijah Muchema has defended the delay in appointing a new board for the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, saying appointing a new board is a complex process as it ultimately requires cabinet's approval to finalize the proposed members. Recently, Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap Chief Executive Director, Lioka Lioka, criticized the delay in forming the new ZAMSA board, arguing that there's no valid reason for the continued inaction. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Muchema has dismissed these claims, stating that there has been no delay in the board appointment process. He has emphasized that it is crucial for all board members to undergo thorough scrutiny and vetting, which he described as the proper procedure.
There is no delay as such. You should know that all members who are appointed on the board are scrutinized. They are vetted. It's a procedure. It's a process. So just automatically end there. And those names have to be cleared by cabinet. And we can't push them at the end. That until all that process is finished. Processes are not going yet. They are processes. The process is not yet complete. Who scrutinizes? They have got their own mandate. We have just to wait for them to come back to us with their finding. We will launch them later, and then we wait for the results to come.
Academician Professor Owen Sichone has called for the implementation of a mixed economy in Zambia, arguing that it is a more effective path to wealth creation, decentralization and local benefication than the current liberalized model. Professor Sichone says a mixed economy, which balances state and private ownership, is the only way to safeguard the interests of the majority, and has criticized government's over-reliance on foreign mining investors who prioritize profit for their shareholders over the well-being of local communities. Professor Sichone has also questioned why Zambia continues to entrust its mineral wealth to investors with questionable